I stood in the dark, staring at the stars. I was out in the woods, on a college retreat with some other people from school. It felt so good to get away from school with all its troubles and worry. I had just experienced one of the worst weeks of my life. In 1 week, I had broken my cell phone, gotten everything in my backpack soaked, gotten an extremely low grade on my test, and wasn't happy with my college grades. I was frustrated and angry. My roommate, who took the exact same classes I took, got good test scores, but no matter how hard I tried, I never seemed to come close. I kept comparing myself to others around me, and the more I compared, the more frustrated I felt. I didn't feel like I was as smart or as focused as the other students around me, and I needed to get away from all of it. It was freezing cold, the grass was wet, and I could feel the wind blowing even with my jacket on. The people around me started to gather together for a game called American Eagle. We all stood in the field at one end, while one person stood in the middle. He was the eagle. The point of the game was to run from one end of the field to the other end without being caught. The eagle had to catch you, pick you up in the air, and say, 1, 2, 3, American Eagle. If he succeeded, then you joined his side and tried to catch other people off. I stood, waiting for someone to shout, American Eagle. The moment I heard it, I took off running down the field. I ran and ran. Suddenly, I heard footsteps behind me. Someone grabbed me, but I slipped out of their hands and finally reached the other end of the field. By now, my jacket was barely hanging on, and I was breathing hard. Then I heard somebody shout, American Eagle, again. Again, I tried to run to the other end of the field, but the grass was wet and slippery. Suddenly, I found myself slipping and sliding. Somebody grabbed me, picked me up in the air, and I heard them say, 1, 2, 3, American Eagle. I was so tired and cold, I could barely even move. But I kept playing and playing. Then finally, it was time to go back to our cabin. One of my friends came and asked if I wanted to run with her. We took off running. But as I ran, I noticed that the floor was really uneven with dips and rocks. Suddenly, I felt a sharp, stabbing pain in my ankle and fell face first on the ground. I tried to stand up, but couldn't. I had twisted my ankle, and it hurt. I could feel the ankle start to swell up as I limped over to the bench. Finally, I hopped back to the cabin and lay down. I could think of no week worse than the one I went through. Not only did I get bad grades, break a cell phone, and get soaked, but now I twisted my ankle at a retreat. I felt all my feelings just begin to build up inside me, and I almost felt like crying. What did I do to deserve such a week? Why was everything going wrong? The next morning, I stood at the edge of the lake to have some quiet time reading my Bible. I had been reading through the book of Romans. Then I read Romans 8:18. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. It seemed as if Paul the author was talking to me. I kept reading until I reached verse 31. He said, "If God is for us, who can be against us?" At that moment, I realized I had been focusing on everything except what I really needed to focus on. I was so busy comparing myself to others and getting worried and frustrated that I had lost sight of what was really important. It seemed as if God was talking to me, saying, "Even if you think you aren't as smart or good as other people, I still love you. Even if you make mistakes, I won't love you less. If God is on my side, if He is on my team, then what more do I need? I already won." God reminded me that even though I have all these problems and make so many mistakes, that He is still there for me, waiting for me to turn back to Him.